Okay. Tonight's shiur is dedicated to Nishmas Sima Rachel Bas Harav Tzvi Aryeh. We were discussing last week a serious halachic concern for the avid shopper, more like the average clothing shopper, who's often looking for new clothing, pants, shirts, and the like. And a serious halachic dilemma comes up is, how do you know when you're trying on the clothing in the clothing store, how do you know that clothing does not contain chatnas? And if the clothing does contain chatnas, even if you don't end up buying the suit, and even if you're just trying it on and you don't buy it, for those seconds that you're wearing the clothing, that is a violation of chatnas. And we learned last week, we really learned 2 weeks ago, that there's a mefurish mishnah in klayim. We pass like that in Shulchan Aruch, that there's no arai in the klayim. You cannot wear klayim temporarily. Even if it's only for a few seconds, it's still a violation. And then we saw a very scary comment from the Noida Behuda, the famous Tzlach in his drushas on Shabbos Shuvah 1 year. He said that if a person wears shanis, even by mistake, it creates a blockage of 40 days of tefillah. So no one wants that, chas v'shalom. So how do we go about trying on clothing when we're trying to see if it fits, or even so they can mark us down for tailoring? How do we get around that problem? So last week, we brought up this again. We went through some of the Maran Mekaymas. I'm not going to repeat, obviously, the entire Chazar Shashir. It's all available online. But what I do want to continue on from last week was we came across a Rama. We came across a Rama where the Rama sounded like he was going with the more lenient approach based on the tour and the rush. That as long as you're wearing it just to show someone, Imroitza Lamaychron, if you're wearing it to show, to sell it, it's mutter. So we thought we finally came up with a great heter, this Ramah, we can, all Ashkenazim Jews, will be able to take this Ramah and we'll say, hey, great, I'm only wearing the clothing to see if I want to buy it. What's the difference between buying it and selling it? It's all the same, we're good to go. And then the Chachmas Adam slowed us in our track, and really stopped us in our track, and the Chachmas Adam told us not so fast. There's a fundamental difference between a seller selling his clothing and a buyer putting on his clothing, and therefore the Chayadim said, no, nothing doing. Yes, you can wear clothing to sell it, but you can't wear clothing to buy it, and I think most of us are buying, not selling, so we were back to square one. So we kind of got halted last week with this big problem. This Chayadim really put a major, major dent in our entire sugya and made things complicated. But we did come out last week with a Shilta Gibayim, one of the Rishonim, who said clearly that trying on to buy is not a problem. So we had that to hang our hat on, and we are trying to navigate, and that's where we're going to start tonight. Where do we go from here? What is our next move over here regarding halacha l'maisa? Can we or can't we try on clothing? So we saw, I think we left off last week, with the Debret Zina Rav, the great Be'er Moshe, of Moshe Stern. So the Debret Zina Rav told us, no, you don't have to be so nervous, because the whole Chachmas Adam was talking about, you know, for short shanis. You go to the store, you tell the guy, I want to buy a suit. The guy says, here's a beautiful suit. Try it on for size, but I'm letting you know it's Vadei Shanis. Says the Debret Zina Rav, in that case, you're not allowed to put it on. But most of our clothing is only Suffolk Shanis. You don't know for sure that Shanis. The store owner doesn't know. It's all Suffolk. Said the Debit Senior, in that case, you could be Mako. That was where we left off last week. So all of you who bought clothing within the last week, you were hanging your hat on the Debit Senior roof. Okay. But let's continue on a little bit more. Let's see source number 19, the Yakut Yosef. So we're trying to understand this Chochmas Adam. We were trying to understand last week, what's the lumbus of the Chachmas Adam? The Chachmas Adam said that there's a difference between a buyer and a seller. A buyer, he's allowed to try on his clothing even if it's shatnez. But a seller is allowed to try on the clothing even though it's shatnez. But you as a purchaser, you as a buyer, you can't. And we were trying to figure out what is the difference between those two. So we saw a shtickle mahalach from Rav Vosner last week. And here the Yakut Yosef wants to give you another explanation. He writes at number 19. Says the Yakut Yosef, I'll tell you pshat in this chayadim. What did the chayadim say? That if you're trying on clothing to see if it fits for you, if you like the measurements or it measures well on you, that is usher. Why? Because you have total intention of wearing it. You're going to buy hats. They're sewn with shanis. Said Yaakov Joseph, an interesting svara. When you're the purchaser, so for you it's a psikration, the nichle. You're wearing it, and you know for sure that you're going to enjoy the wearing it. So for you, it's a psikration, dinichale. So he wants to tell you that pshad in this Chachmas Adam is because when you're the purchaser, you want to know how it feels. You want to be nene from the clothing. So are you telling me you don't want to? But it's going to happen. It's destined to happen. It's what we call a psikration. Dinichale. You want it to happen.
This is where we know for sure it's shot, and so he's trying on.
He's not even going there yet. He's just explaining the Chayodim. When the Chayodim said there's a difference between a buyer and a seller, he's saying the difference is because for the person buying it, it's a psikaration of the nichla. He wants very much to know how the clothing feels. So you're telling me, I'm not mechaven. What do you mean you're not mechaven? But you want it. You want to know if it fits well on you. You want all that.
Is it the fitting or the knowledge? That,
so we'll have to talk.
It fits awful.
We'll have to see.
From that.
We'll have to see. Is it the fitting? Is it? We'll have to break down a little bit more. You know, he says, well,
what?
That might be a different problem. That could be a different problem. And there's a different issue of selling someone or helping someone do shanis.
Let's say it fits awfully. So what's the nichalei?
No, the nichalei is that now I know. I wore it to know.
I wore it to know that I don't want. Okay, I'm happy that I know. It doesn't
matter. Okay, so let's see. Let's see if we could break it down whether or not it's just about measurement or is it about how it feels on me. You know, it feels nice, too tight. I like the way he feels. I don't like the way he feels, right? So he says that there's lechein hakoine lekuli alma aser. Gam hagro b'shnois aliyoh. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. The beged asui mishan is aser af limdoid oisai. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon taka paskins. If you have a beged, at least it sounds like if it's vade shatnez, you're taka not allowed to try it on. So if you go to the guy and he tells you, listen, I got a beautiful suit here, it's shatnez, don't worry, easily fixable. It costs you another whatever it is. You can't try it on according to these paskins. So then Yaakov Yosef continues and writes the Fichach. Habolikno is Khalifa etzel chanus alvasha. You want to go shopping? The Yodua, and it's known, sheesh b'chalifa zushanis. They tell you. The guy says, listen, I imported it. I'm telling you, it's shanis. Osir loy limdoit. You're not allowed to try it on. Esa Khalifa olav. Avshe b'day te'achar sheikdes achlofo l'moysro l'mavadal l'hasimim en hashanis. Even the minute afterwards, he takes it off. You quickly undress. You bring it straight to the shanis lab. Osir. Ulam. This is the kicker that everyone needs. If you don't know, and the store doesn't really know. Either way, they'll tell you it does. They don't really know too much of what it has. So if you go to like a private guy and he starts giving you reports, tell him it's okay. Just, you know, stop the reports. Whether you like what he says or not, just, you know, it's okay. Whatever you're going to tell me, I'm not listening. And then you can try it out. Mutter, says Yaakov Yosef, Mutter limdeir es ha-chalifa olav sham l'shem medida, l'ros imen asima l'midiyosal. You can try not to see, just if it fits. Fits right, it's comfortable, good to go.
This is a case of suffering.
Then you take it off, bring it to the Shatnez lab. While you're trying it on, like you still were saying, you're not enjoying any of this. This is just a chetimtza to figure out too long, too short, too bulky, whatever it is. You are not enjoying it. You're like, oh, Taka, this feels really good. Like, don't be like, how's it? They ask me sometimes, how does it feel? That's a tricky question. Oh, it feels really good. Oh, Taka, I like that. Oh, no, that's a problem. I don't know. The material across my skin feels so good.
Is a merchant allowed to offer for sale something that he definitely knows is shyness?
Most likely not. Probably not. It's a bigger problem if you're going to sell it to him. Maybe with Naiver, to you, it could be a lot of problems. So Zark Yakut Yosef, Alok HaMaisa, this is the same stock as a debit senior. But we'll see his lum is a little different. Why Taka doesn't matter for the Suffolk? What happened to Suffolk that writes the Chumra? And I say, this is Taka very funny. Everyone's saying, it's only Suffolk, so if it's a Suffolk, it's okay. I thought there's a rule called Suffolk Derayis L'chumra. You might be putting on a piece, right? No one's going to put on something, you know. You go to the store, the guy says, listen, there's a chance that there's a poisonous animal that might bite you when you put on the jacket. Okay, roll the dice, right? Suffolk of what? And not
whether you're going to like it. No.
Once you're trying it on, we're assuming you're going to have some. The whole hector over here.
We don't know if you're going to like it.
No, I'm saying the whole hector over here is because we're saying it's only a Suffolk. So why is that a hector? So we didn't really get into this from the debit senior. We saw this last week and everyone was just happy to hear a hector. No one really, you know, okay, Shmack, it's a hector. At the end of the year, we can go home. We can go shopping. But now we got to really think about this. Well, why is this a hector? It's a Suffolk.
Because
of what? Okay, maybe. This is going to be our big hector. Right, L'chaira, I don't want to spoil the shir, but if the guy tells you straight up, listen, I'm telling you, Rana Deshan is here, that's much more complicated. If the guy tells you, I have no idea what's in the jacket, or I have no idea, so then you have all these paiskim. Now, what's the svara? So if you look at number 21, he explains it. Umiato, kivin de mishum sikereisha kasino leo, because Yaakov Yosef said, what's the whole problem over here? I'm worried about what? You ain't mechaven. You are not enjoying one second of this. You hate trying on clothing. You do not enjoy it. But we said it's a psikresha. It's bound to happen, and it's nichale. He says, no, memeil kolz of a beged shu bevadi shanis. Avol besofik shanis yesh lahater. Why? Ki kranoidem ashekos of a taz. De besofik im yesh beteva zivuvim. Right? The taz in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say you have a box. And you're not allowed to trap animals or bugs on Shabbos. But you don't know if there's actually anything in it. You want to close something. They don't close the garbage can. Put a cap on top of the garbage can. Putting aside mukts of the garbage can for a second, right? But you don't know, maybe there's taka bug in there. Then now I'm going to close it. I'm going to be trapping a bug. Says the Taz, it's mutter. Why? Suffolk. I, psikresha. Kiafa pishim yesham zavuvim psikresha hu shitzar. I would even, but on the side that they're there, I'm for sure trapping it. When I close the drawer, the bugs can't go anywhere. So obviously this is not our topic to get into now, but Yakut Yosef is saying the same thing also. When you have what's called a suffix psikresha is not a problem. If it's a valid psikresha, if I know for sure I'm putting on a chetzavis, or I know for sure I'm putting on shanis, then psikresha is a problem. But it's only a suffix. I don't know for sure that I'm putting on shanis. I psikresha, yeah, psikresha doesn't work. There's no issue of psikresha when it's a suffix. So according to Yakut Yosef, Debitzina, we have two atayim already to try on clothing as long as it's a suffix. As long as you don't know. And again, I tend to believe most of the stores we're going to, we don't really know. We don't know. And if the guy starts telling you, I don't know how much you trust him. But if you talk to have a guy who's on the high end and he's really on top of it, he's very, he imports and he knows exactly what's going on. And he tells you, listen, if the guy would tell me straight, I'm telling you he's got shot, isn't it? I think you got a chutz. That's no longer a suffix in my book. If this guy's telling you and he's trying to sell you the suit, he's telling you most likely that that's the reality.
Is it any worse if they say, this doesn't have shot,
right? Yeah.
So it's going to work, right?
In that case, again, it's the same stuff. I'm at square one. I'm in the same spot. I'm at the suffix, right? Again, it's not. As far as we're concerned, you're back to the suffix. You're in the same suffix. The worst case scenario is where the guy starts giving you speeches, by the way, that shot is, but don't worry, I'll show you where to take it out. This, that, and the other. That's the worst case. But again, not the most common case. Most common case, you go to the stores, they really tell you, it doesn't have, you're like, okay, thank you very much. You do know, you don't know. But at least I'm in the world of suffix, I'm okay. Let's take a look, another shtickle from the Debit Senior. I was asked, they're already sewn. And the person just tries not to see if it fits. If it's a good thing that they're doing. There's a possibility of shanas. Then afterwards, when you see if it fits, if it measures, you like the way it looks, and then you deal with the climb. Heshavti says the Debit Senior, she'im ein vade climb shari. So this is the Debit Senior we mentioned last week. The Debit Senior held, if it's not for sure v'adai shatnes, you're okay. He says, but, im kozeh, nonetheless, amarti l'hashoyot, d'me'achah shev'av v'sein ha'rabim, yesh kama v'kama, shev'ez v'Hashem is baruch. The other way around. Baruch Hashem, usually it's v'sein ha'rabim. Today, says the Debit Senior, Baruch Hashem, today we have so many stores of religious Jews. Mo'yichrei begodim b'lishum chashash shatnes. Maybe yeah, maybe no. But he says if you can go to a store where you can avoid the whole problem, so he wants to say, Avada Mikradin, if you walk into any clothing store and the guy doesn't tell you, doesn't know what shana is, it's mutter. But if you can go to a place where you don't even have to worry from the get-go, which depends where you're gonna go today, says the Debit Senior, that would just be better avoiding all issues. Okay. They asked the Avne Yesher, Feinheindler. Feinheindler was originally from Chicago, an American. Moved to Israel, became very close with Blyashev. He's already passed on. He has a son who wrote a very geshmaka sefer that I use a lot on Stuck and Meiser. Very, very nice. Very much written like his father's style. Nice sefer. Good Mar Mekaymus. I forgot. I don't know his name. So he writes like this. Nishalti. Same shayla. Emoto liknois lanasois begi kedei leros amida. Can you buy clothing and see if it fits? Lefnei bedikas hashanah before you check for shanahs. Vine, he thinks it's very simple. Lefi amavor beseis biyardei semishin al sevov. Ein het afili lemoicher akolasak sevov levosh mamish. He thinks, well, if you're svardi, you're stuck. We learned this last week. It says in Shulchan Aruch very clearly that the way the Beis Yosef understood the stira between the two halachas in Shulchan Aruch was one when you drape it over and one when you actually wear it. So the way the Kesef Mishnah / Beis Yosef, same person, came out, that the only time you're allowed to put on shana is if it's draped as opposed to being on you. So he says, well, that's it. That's all you can do. So he doesn't even go the route of Rebbe Vajja and Mitasafik and all. He's, again, Rebbe Vajja agrees to this, I think. According to Rebbe Vajja's son, I mean the Yakut Yosef, if you know for sure it's Shanes, you are stuck if you're a Svadi. We Ashkenazim have a Ramah that talks about a buyer and a Chachmas Adam who talks about a seller versus a buyer, but Svadim in Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty clear. If you know for sure that Shanes, you have absolutely no tzad lahakel to try it out. Well, we don't know if it's a Vada or Safik.
Right. Right.
Yakut Yosef said if it's a suffix shana is mutter. Right. But here the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is if it's either vaday shana is or maybe even suffix. So I don't know if he means to argue on the Yakut Yosef or he's just pointing out what we pointed out earlier that Svarim have a much harder time to matter it because they don't have the Ramah that we have. We have a Ramah with a torn rosh, they don't have it.
The Ashkenazim, If it's vadai shatnas, you know before you put it on.
Well, unless you argue on the diuk of the Chachmas Adam, and you hold there's no difference between a seller and a buyer. We Ashkenazim dug our own hole, so to say, because we took the Ramah, and we thought, well, the Ramah says you could try it on to sell it. And we thought, well, if you could try it on to sell it, you could try it on to buy. The Chayadim, who's another very literate Jew, said, no, it's not true.
It's only the Moch.
Right, it's only the Moch, not that Diak of the Ramah. So if we can get out of that, then we can even perhaps justify Vadei Shatnas. Even Vadei Shatnas, maybe.
So it's far, you can only buy from somebody who, something that's pre-checked, or somebody
Suffolk.
Who has a...
Or Suffolk. Again, if you accept... Again, so he's not... I don't know if he...
They can do by Suffolk, so what's... I don't get...
Because that was Yaakov Yosef's Chiddush. Yaakov Yosef said that by Suffolk there's no Pesach Reishit in Nichalei, because it's Suffolk Pesach Reishit in Nichalei. So it could be he's talking about a case of Vaday. It's not clear. And if it's Vaday, maybe even according to... Again, if it's Vaday, Svaradim have a big problem. So let's see over there, Chelkas Yaakov. Yaakov Breish. Number four. So he goes through the whole story. He says, again, L'chayra. Okay, buys clothing to see if it fits. Now we got to get a little bit into the psychoanalysis over here. What are you doing when you're trying on clothing in the store? Right? What exactly are you doing? Right? So we keep on saying you're trying it on to measure it. Right? See, the funny thing is, it's not really 100% true because they tailor it afterwards, right?
Trying to see just feel like the way it looks.
They're trying to see is it so beyond fixing, right? Meaning you're not going to try on a size 5 sizes larger than you and then start taking it in. That's just foolish, right? It doesn't make sense. So they're trying to see if it fits on you the way it is and somewhat measurements. So he explains, it should fit your body. You're not wearing something 20 sizes too big. Now we're going to get really into this. The moment you're trying it on, you are wearing it as clothing. That's what you're doing. You're trying on the clothing to see if the pants, the jacket, whatever it is, acts like clothing. That's what you're trying to do. Then it's like the case of trying to run away from the taxes, which we learned is us. Now, why? That tachlis hu hameches. Again, the purpose of why you're wearing that jacket is because you don't want to pay taxes on it. But tachlis zuhi loivshei. But that's what you're doing. You're wearing a jacket. You want to tell me why I'm wearing the jacket? I'm wearing the jacket because I don't want to pay taxes on it. Good. Or I'm wearing the jacket because it's cold. I'm wearing the jacket because I'm trying to cover up a stain. I don't care why. The fact is, that's what you're doing. Right? So he explains, the nikra mischav and the levisha. That is called wearing. That's what it means to wear something. The asr lahiram. And that should be asr. But this is the kicker. Loi kein kisha hamoiche loivshe laharas midas. Not so when a seller tries on something, when something sells something, I'm just like a picture. Just see how it looks. Meaning, my job over here is not to wear it. My job is to show off how this jacket sits and fits on someone. That's my purpose. What he calls, to be a model, exactly, that's my tachlis. Right, if there be a piece of wood that I could do it, I would do it on that. I don't need me. Then it makes a lot of sense, difference between the buyer and the seller. But if you hold like the Ramah, who said that you're allowed to try on something, to run away from the tax, even though, again, according to the Ramah, you are 100% thinking about wearing it, and still the Ramah was matre based on the Rosh with the Torah. Since the purpose is for Mechas Mutter. Saving by a buyer. You're putting it on to know how it fits. But it's not really... My purpose is not to wear it. Let's say the guy tells you, I guarantee you it fits. I always wish they would tell this to me. Right? You don't have to bother trying it on. You don't have to worry. I guarantee you it fits. I know you. I know the way it fits. You don't even have to try it on. Right? So says the Yaakov Breish, he says, I wouldn't put it on. It's mamish like the same case. I'm doing just for something else. According to Ramot's mutter. Even though, again, the case of the taxes, you're wearing it. No one's denying you're mechavin to wear it just because I have another purpose or another agenda behind it. So Zokti Yaakov Breich, he thinks he came up with a Gevaldik Kasvara, which basically he's saying is he's arguing on the Chachmas Adam. He's saying that if you understand the Ramos case of Mavriach Meches and you align it to our case of a buyer, it's really the same thing. It's the same idea. So therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Breich, he thinks it's mutter. And then he drops the bomb of the day. He quotes a Bach. Shita Sabach, I quoted the Bach all the way on top of the page. The Bach goes through the whole discussion, and he writes at the end, the Nogu Lahaka Becholinyan. We're lenient with all. What's all? Whether you're doing it lemoich. He says, no problem. Basically, like the Ramah, that if you're putting on clothing to sell or to bypass the tax, we're makel with everything.
And this is Safek Shanis or Vadak?
Sounds like even Vadak, not Mechalik. Now, listen to what Yaakov Breich says. I find this Geralik. He says, V'at b'avrachas ha-mechas, even the case of avrachas ha-mechas, which Svaradim are not makel, he says, we're makel. Oy laharis midosa kashitas Ramah. Uki yadua. Says if Yaakov Reich, we use the Bach for Chodosh. Remember when we did the Sugi of Chodosh? All the people, all the Chassidim today, and Klai, so that's not Nakbin on Chodosh, one of the biggest attainments is the Bach. And the Bach says you don't have to make. So the Bach is good enough for Chodosh, not good enough for Shanas. They're like one simon off from each other near a day. So says Rabbi Yaakov Breich, if it's kedai to be samech on the Bach for Chodesh, it's kedai to be samech on the Bach for Shanas. So he says, no problem. Therefore, you can be makers like Rabbi Yaakov Breich, it's not a problem. Then he ends off on the next page. He writes, it should be out, right? Everyone has it. So he says, the kivin shahabach mesayim v'nogel hok b'cholinyin. Oh, I put it over here again. He says, right? Same ending, he says. Again, if you could have put this on a stick figure and have him try it on, and that would accomplish it. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Breich says 100%. It sounds like even if it's not Sofik, even if it's Vaday. He holds as mamish like the case of the Ramah of Mavriach Meches, and to which case it would be mut. If you look over here in the Yisa Yosef, this is Rabbi Yosef Afrati, he quotes over here from Rabbi Yashiv. He writes an interesting chiddush from Rabbi Yashiv. The Yashiv writes like this: Ach shemat b'pi mor and agoyin Rabbi Yashiv shlita, no longer ready zatzal. The efsher, the ikker malchus levisha hu betarti. So Rabbi Yashiv, what does it mean to wear something? What does it mean to wear something, right? The Ezer Shana is Levisha. What is Levisha? Define Levisha. Says Rabbi Yashiv, it's two things. Shetehi Levisha's keva. It's meant to be worn, you know, to dress. V'gam lohagim nechoyim aikar. Protect you from the elements, cold or heat. It's supposed to protect you. U'memedina she'akoyin eloivish u'poyshet begadim shoinim. So in Medina, when you're trying on clothing, so what do you have? Which one of the two dinim do you have, says Rabbi Yashiv? When you're trying on clothing, that's not called the levishas kavod. That's not even called wearing it. Now, I'm not sure what he does with the Mishnah Kalayim that says afilu aray is aser. So Dr. Rabbi Yashiv, that's not wearing it. It's not even like the case of levisha tzarecha mechas. That's wearing. Now, we pointed this out a couple weeks ago. There's a difference between wearing and trying on. We have a different nusach. We say try on that. What do you mean? Why are we calling it trying on? We say wear it. Trying is a different experience. It's not really what Rabbi Yashiv calls a levisha keva. V'gam in kavanosa b'levisha zulahagim ne'achoy ma'akar. And you're definitely not thinking that I'm using this to protect me. Akoponim bechanush imu muzgeres karo. As long as you're in a store and the temperature is not too cold or too hot and you're not outside in the pouring rain and you're trying on a jacket so you don't get wet. U'memela zogt. Rabbi Yashiv, af l'dasa shach, even according to the shach, yesh mokum loyim da medida muteres. Says Rabbi Yashiv, he thinks you could justify medida. Why? Because since medida is lacking, again, it's even better than mavriach ameches. By mavriach ameches, it's vartel levisha. You're wearing it. Abazot Rabbi Yashiv, when you're trying it on, you don't even have wearing it. You just have a lower level of what we call trying on. Omnam b'mokim shahak kar gadol. However, if it would be a cold room and you're trying on a jacket. Vada yeshlochus l'shitas ha-taisvus. Then says Rabbi Yashiv, or Rabbi Frathi says this, you can have a problem. Because we pointed out, there's a taisvus, this all starts back from a taisvus. Taisvus says it's all based on the premise of psikresha de l'nichale. Right? It's all psikresha. right? It's going to happen all the way, but I don't want it. I do want it. I'm freezing. I want this jacket to protect me. Oh, that's what we're going to talk about. That's going to be a big problem. Right? We're going to bring this up again. Right? It's very nice to say I'm putting on a pair of pants, I'm trying it on, and if my pants would be taken off, I'd be okay with it. No, you wouldn't. You'd be horribly embarrassed, right? So that's a big problem. We're going to have to get to that. We'll see. Rabbi Yashiv also deals with that. That, to me, is an issue. If you're going to be soimich on the heter of the Ramah, that's based on the premise that it's considered einam eschavin, and it's not a psikresha, but here it's a psikresha, the nichalei. I want that pants on, because if I take my pants off, I'm highly embarrassed. So we'll come back to Rabbi Ned. Reb Vosner, in his tshuva over in number 27, he says like this, Mikom mokim yesh lahatztik divei chachmas adam. He thinks the chachmas adam is 100% right, that you cannot try on it with the intent to buy, only with the intent to sell. V'loy mitamek kanal, d'shani hocha, d'roitz l'nasas tzuras ve'echos alavisha regila. You want to see how it feels. Echu malbisha ve'echu meteim ayodai. You want to see how it feels, not just to measure it. You want to see how it fits on you, the style, the comfortability, whatever it is. Mikomok of Medina, he agrees, the ikolim with chusla mekilim bazeh. Meaning, even though Zokter Bevozno, I happen to think the Chayodim is 100% right. I think there's a difference between a buyer and a seller. A buyer is just trying to sell his goods. He has zero interest in wearing it. But you want to wear it. You want to know how it feels on your body. Is it comfortable? Is it rough? Is it this? That is hanol. That's what it means to wear clothing. So Zokter Bevozno, even though I think the Chayodim is right in Lomdis, but I agree, there is room to be meko for those. Says Bevozner, it's only Safik Shanis. Again, he always goes back to what we've seen for many, many Achronim, the Safik. It sounds like Bevozner is even willing to be meko on Vadei Shanis. Because again, if you take the Ramah Kipshutoi without the Chachmas Adam, you would come to that same conclusion. If you take a look in the Kenyan Torah over here, yeah. Actually, it's not a kvius, right?
I'm saying no, but how does he come up with the idea?
Yeah, I don't know how Rabbi Yashiv learns that Mishnah Klaim. We have a Mishnah Klaim that says, Ein Arai L'Klaim. There's no such thing as Arai. So I thought, Kipshutoi, that's what he says in Shulchan Aruch, that even if I put it on for a second. So I guess that means when you're putting it on, to wear for a second. I mean, why put on clothing to run outside to get something? I want to wear that clothing. So, but when you're not even putting it on to wear in the first place, then you're lacking in the Ma'is Levish in the first place. That's the Chayyid, the way Rabbi Yashiv would tell you Pshat in that Mishnah.
So technically, if you're trying a pair of pants on top of another pair of
pants. Right, that's going to be the answer. We're going to learn. If you really want to do it the right way, so jackets are not such a problem because you really have a shirt underneath to protect you. Pants are a problem. No one wants to be caught without their pants on in a store. Especially when they bring you out, in the middle of the store, you're trying on your clothing, and what lawyer saw you'd lose your pants right there. Would you be okay with that? Avada not. So then the pants are being made in you. So we will see that l'chayre, in that case, the only head to it be is to have to wear, shorts or something underneath your pants. I don't know anyone who does this.
You still put yourself in that situation. You took your regular pants off to try on a new pair.
Right, the question is, right now I'm standing here with shot in his dick of pants, and I'm asking myself, are they helping me? They're definitely helping me. Because if I'm not wearing these things, I would be very embarrassed. Unless you daka don't mind. Hamish a guy, you don't care.
I ask what the anah is.
The anah is that they're protecting me from being naked.
No, there's physical anah. That's... emotional anah. Well, sometimes it's not.
Be cold.
You could be, definitely could be cold without pants. That's A true. And I think some say, I think... we'll see. We'll see. Achrayim do bring this up.
The halacha never makes a distinction between one who... potential owner just checking out and one who actually owns it.
Doesn't make a difference. If I borrow your clothing, your clothing is full of shanas, I'm over your shanas every minute. That's why, again, we mentioned this in the beginning, borrowing from goyim could be problematic. You're in your office and there's a goyish guy, you grab his coat to go outside, you could be wearing klein shanas.
By the way, I'm really distinguished from the mocher and the koner. The mocher wants to look really good in it because he's advertising it. He wants the guy to want to buy it. So he's going to look great in it. He's going to fix it up.
He wants to look good, but he doesn't want to wear it. He has no interest in wearing it.
He's getting the bigger hana. The better he looks, the more
But at the end of the day, he wishes he didn't. But as a guy who
wants to get rid of it, but the only way he's going to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's the idea. But he has no real interest.
Just right.
There's no real interest in wearing it.
In the soup business, they always wear this five stars.
Websites. You know, they want everyone to think
advertising.
So that would be a problem if he wears his own goods that attack.
There's two guys in the shul here, and every day, no matter what, they're dressed with the suit. And
it's good for business.
I think, what's his name? Sy Simpson, the grandson.
It's good for business.
Yeah. Well, Mo Ginsberg.
That's the way you do it.
And the two brothers, I said, what are you so puts every day? I'm advertising. That's what I said.
That's right.
They close 30.
Right.
They don't know that.
Okay. The guys that sit in front of the show. Right? The guys that sit in front of the show.
No, because he's assuming that the Moichet doesn't really want to. He's not enjoying it. He's not enjoying wearing the suit. He wishes he could put it on a mannequin. He just doesn't have one.
The buyer
wants to enjoy it.
Okay,
we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about it.
But the Moichet,
yeah, that's a secondary. Right. That's not from the Levish. If he could sell suits without putting them on, he'd be happy to do that also. So let's see one more. Let's see another one.
The kid.
I would wish I could buy without trying it on. I would send anyone to try it on for me. The Kenyan Torah, he writes like this. He says like this. His name is Rabbi Horowitz. He writes like this. Another business right here. Hire people to try on clothing for you. So he writes like this. Okay, even if you're trying it on just to see if it fits, then you'll check it. And if you don't like it, you won't buy it. Again, same lumdus. This is not called a wearing for the sake of wearing it. And since we saw that the Rama quotes a Yesh Oimrim, that if you're lacking kavana for wearing it, it's mutter. The Chol Yisrael, Yoytzim Yad Ramo. And well, what happened? All Ashkenazim Jews live and die by the Ramo, so now it's not good enough. It's not good enough for us. Ve'ein loyim, I don't tell me, the pam shabegim mitoim loy. Maybe you'll tell me an interesting svar. Maybe a taka fits. Ve'goyimir b'dayte lignoise. Right? In the middle of trying it on, you're like, taka, I'm going to buy this. And you, for the next few minutes or a few seconds, you're enjoying wearing potential shamis. So he doesn't like that. He thinks that's not a problem. So he says, since it started off, meaning he wants to tell you that I started off beheter, and then it turns up being to be baser. Because the moment I decide I'm going to buy it, so now already I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it and enjoying my clothing. I'm not testing it anymore. It changes from a test run to a enjoying run. Now for the next few seconds, when you walk back to the dressing room, you're enjoying it, right? It's kishmak. This is what I'm going to buy, right? You're hoping your wife won't yell at you. It's kishmak. It fits well. It feels good. So why is that not us, sir? I mean, you should have to take off your pants right then and there. Right after he cuffs the last thing, boom, drop your pants. Okay? If you're going shopping, just let me know what days you're going. I'm going to go to a different store. But, fine. Zok there, he says, not a problem. No, he says, Mikolza ain't dover, the hakoine who is chered. I like his answer. The guy who's buying it is a from guy. Via do and he knows, Shoid all of Livik beggars and Miklaim Shaboy, Vilavisha Zais, ain't an echevis, Midhi, Rak, Lahavkin, and Mitonim, he doesn't. Every guy goes shopping, knows this whole sugyo, and he knows it's a Shiloh. And when he's trying it on, he's thinking to himself, I can't, it's Shatnez, I don't know if I can enjoy this yet. Vaina Khanami, Imroyesh, Matimloi, Pushit, Miyad, Bichtelav, Dika, Miklaim. He says, Echanami, maybe the moment you see it's no longer trying it on, you're going to go for it, take it off. Nimta, the Inkan Shom, the Visha, the Betchilva, the Soif, Umutter. Okay, so he wants to suggest that everyone's thinking, this is not enjoyable, I'm not enjoying it, this is, meaning, you think to yourself when you walk back to the room, not like, oh, Gishmak, I have a new suit, you're like, I'm just wearing this, I want to take it off as soon as I can, I'm not enjoying it. Yeah, no, I'm more thinking about how I'm going to pay for it, but that's just me. Okay?
Exactly.
That's
what's on. You see a person with shyness in public, you know, shyness, you got to take them off.
That is correct. That is a big sugya. Yeah, I chose not to go down that sugya because I don't know if it's how to work with that today, but, or again, it's hard to know. Just looking at someone's clothing. Right, it's going to be a little hard to tell, but. And then he ends off. Back to square one. We don't know that Hashanah. Listen to this one. Now we got a svek svek. What's a svek svek? Dilma ain't bo shanis. Okay, sign number one is no shanis. No shanis, no problem. But Dilma gambe kainim mutal haris midasay. He wants to tell his svek svek is different. His svek svek is maybe we don't pass him like the chacham asadam. Now, I don't know how the Litvish Welt would accept such a Sveksveiker. Maybe we don't pass like the Chachmas Adam. No, maybe we don't hold, maybe we hold there's no difference between someone who buys it and someone who sells it. Okay. So that's his Sveksveiker. That's an interesting Sveksveiker, because it sounds like everyone agrees to the Chai Adam of that Diyek. But that's what we want to say. Because his argument is the simple reading of the Ramah. You could debate this also. He thinks that the Ramah, who happened to have been talking about a seller, doesn't mean to be medayik only a seller and not a buyer. Okay. So he wants to tie in the Sveksveiker. So we have a whole list of achronim, Ashkenazim, Svadisha, and Chassidish, Hungarians, whole mix of everyone who tie in it. If it's Suffolk, you could try it out.
This would apply even in the case, for instance, the pants. We don't want to be embarrassed without them.
Yeah, according to him, it doesn't matter. He thinks he has a Sveksveiker. And Sveksveiker dictates that it's not a problem. Now, what do we do with the next issue? He quotes over here, Ukishishalti is Marenu Hagayin B'chaim Kinevsky Shlita. When he asked Reb Chaim, Oymer, he said, Sheyesh Mokim Lachmer. Reb Chaim said, Yitaka should not try on clothing unless you know for sure it doesn't have Shanis. For Oviv Morin Balkios Yankov and his father, Hikbish Limdoi Beget Shanis. His father would not try on a Beget of Adi Shanis. So most of us are saying, okay, I wouldn't do that either, right? But Vuhu Adin Besafik. Could be his father was, you should know the stipe was very makban on Shatnas. Everyone knows his favorite story, right? He didn't sleep on the train. That's like a nice, we'll talk about it maybe in the next week, we'll talk about it. But Akoponim, he says the stipe was takamak even for Sovik Shatnas. Even for Sovik Shatnas, he wouldn't try it on until he knew for sure it was not Zvade Shatnas. Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about the stipe, the Bavusta story. So he writes over here. In the And the Sefer Shan is lahalach. Oh, I want to finish it. He writes this. V'yesh mishi chilek. He quotes over here an interesting chilek, which we'll see in the footnote, comes from Rabbi Newirth and from Ibn Yashiv. The following. V'yesh mishi chilek. Shebegodim el yoinim sheim is bayish lotzes biladeim lechutz. Outer clothing, jackets, you know, let's say a tie, which we'll talk about the nether next week, could be shatnez, right? Those outer clothings, all those cases you can justify, because there's really no psik resha. Psik resha of what? What am I getting out of it? I'm sitting in the store, I don't wear a jacket, I do wear a jacket, not going to bother anyone. But when it comes to the pants, you're embarrassed to walk around the store without your pants. So by definition, you are getting a halno from the pants. Mm-hmm. So he wants to tie in a new chumrah. You should not be allowed to try on pants unless it's in a private room, in a private dressing room. Yeah, I don't know too many stores that do this. Most of the stores, they roll you out into the middle of the store and they have these little things you stand on, right? People looking around, especially there's men and women, it's even more, right? Don't tell me you're not embarrassed if a lady's there. For sure you're going to be embarrassed, right? Although most of these stores, their women come and they take their kids, their husbands, whatever. You're going to be you're mortified if you weren't wearing pants. Sucked in, then it's a problem. You can't go out into the store. So this is a great Mara Malkim. If you want to convince your wife that you need a private shopper, a private guy to come to your house, this is the makar. In your house, you're not embarrassed. Yeah, cousin food, the guy comes to your house, you're not embarrassed. He's in your bedroom, just you and him. Okay. But if you're going to go to the store, and your mom is standing in front of everyone, right? You go to Sioux Central and Central Avenue, it's open to the whole, they could be seeing you outside, the whole Central Avenue. You'd be very embarrassed if you weren't wearing your pants. So this is a strong argument. This is a very strong argument. So he writes on the phone, now who says this? Kostav Kenem Norot. The Shmir Shabbos Kochasim Michtav Shehuva Bahalich Hasada VeHiskim Imoi Morgan Agoyin Ibyosim Shomel Liyashav Shlita Liyashav Was Maskim Also. So this is really an interesting argument. That how do you justify based on Taisvus and Shabbos that this is all coming off of Einam Eschavin? But whenever you have Einam Eschavin, you always have to deal with what we call Psik Resha. Well, you tell me Psik Resha Lo Nichle. I don't care to have pants on. I think very much you do. So this would be very good for the jacket. So for the jacket we can go this route, but for the pants, this L'chair is an interesting argument. So maybe Lefizeh. This does not conflict with the... No, because Rabbi Yashiv said it has to be not being nena from it. Rabbi Yashiv said
there's two aspects.
He says two dinim. There's wearing and there's getting pleasure.
And here he says,
yeah.
So, and he says Rabbi Yashiv agrees with that, right?
No, he's saying because over here in this case he was talking about something that he said you're not getting nena from it because it's just the temperature is regular.
I thought it was also wasn't a Levisha's kema.
No, it is. But that was the argument. There was no hana. But here there's direct hana because you're not embarrassed to walk outside without pants on. In the case of Rabbi Yashiv, we're talking about, let's say, the temperature in the room. So people wear a jacket to keep them warm. So if the room, if the temperature in the store is not particularly cold, so then the jacket's not really doing anything.
Right.
But Dr. Yashiv, now the pants, they are definitely, they're definitely servicing you. So he thinks that could be a real problem. So if you wear, you know, you wear shorts underneath, again, I don't know anyone does this. Maybe they do, they don't tell me, I don't know. But this is an interesting thing. If you want to wear shorts underneath, so maybe that would be a better eitz. If you take a look over here in the Chesh of Eifer at Padua, we're all over the map today, all different parts of the world, England, okay? So he says like this, V'im came af beneath the dun. Im ha-klayim einam elo suffik, back to the suffik card. If the klayim are only suffik, shetzarech levar achakach, ein zeb segresha. It's not a psikresha. It's got to be you just putting it on to measure. Let's say Roiv has. It's not a problem. Roiv is also not a problem. What's the case in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara is when you schlep a bench across the ground. So you're not mechavan to make a hole. I Roiv at the time to make a hole. So the Gemara says, that's still not a case of psikresha. It's still not a psikresha. He's not talking about that. You're right. He's not getting involved in that. He's just saying, in general, it's not considered a psikresha. Came psikresha el makim shiyesh vadoy is gemura. He says psikresha means vadi. I mean, it's not a vadi going to happen over here.
100% of the time.
Right. He's saying it has to happen. Has to be vadi. There's no vadi over here because it could be it's not shanes. Then I climb the beggar him vadi. Now what happens if it's vadi climb? Right, we got so far. Now we're up to vadi climb. So then zokter, then shavah koni eitz yididi harav rebel chonon halpern. The makim shiyesh shnei begodim. Ulehem midachas, you have two clothing, they're the same size. Sheyimder echad v'yikna hasheni. You buy one and you measure the other one. I always try this. When I buy three suits, and they're all the same size, I say, I tried on one. Isn't that good enough? They always tell me, no, it's not good enough.
No, they're all, the same size.
It could be the same. Right, so I don't know what this eights exactly over here is going to help you. That doesn't really work that way. Okay. If you take a look over in the Sefer Shatnez Lahalacha, he writes, his argument is that one of the issues over here with clothing is not just measuring. Part of the issue with clothing is you want to know how it feels. Does it feel right? Does it not feel right? That lechayra is still going to be a bit of an issue with clothing. Now, this is just interesting. When I prepared this sugya many, many weeks ago, I wasn't anywhere close to Purim. Now we're close to the Purim. This is a very interesting halach. If you take a look in the Ramah writes, Mashin, this is in Hilchos Purim. Mashin ogol lubish patzufim bepurim that people wear costumes. The gever loy v'simlas isha v'isha kli gever that I think we've discussed in the past before Purim about cross dressing on Purim. Ain't this a bedavas zokter? It's not a problem. Ma'achar she'im mechavne elul simchabama because no one's really thinking about cross dressing. Everyone's just in a freilach mood, whatever that's supposed to mean. The chain belavishas climb derabonan. Says the Ramah, you want to wear climb derabonan on Purim? You can do it. Why? So climb derabanan has to do with the way they wove the beggar together. Uh-huh. Now, you're not really going to know if it's climb derabanan or climb deraisa. That's A. So, but what's this heter? And then the Ramah is even more interesting. He says, V'yesh oimrim, the asr. Some say it's asr. What? The cross-dressing or the shatnez? Then he ends off, avala minik isvar rishayna. But the minik is like the first way, which is mutter. Why? Why would you be allowed to wear? Good, leave us, so it's only climb derabanan, you're allowed to wear it on Purim? So if you look in the Darkei Moshe, he writes, what's the pshat? The nearly liyashiv aminig mahodar mina perek baser the climb. The motto livosh climb kidei lahave ba'at sameches goes back to our old sugya. The Gemara told us he allowed to wear klashanis if he's just trying to run away from the tax. Shema amino dechiein meschavim lovisha shari. If you're not intending to wear it, that's what the Ramah meant. I'm bechlam not wearing it as clothing. I'm wearing it as just a chetimsa to be happy. It's a very hard stretch over here. You want to wear it. First of all, it's going to protect you. It's a vadab segregation over here. You're going outside in the cold. The Purim is still going to be somewhat cold. You tell me the clothing is not servicing you. So this is a hot, and he looked, not many people talk about this.
You don't even need the Purim part of it.
No, it could be a nafkamina. Let's say, for example, you want to do it for Simchas Chasam V'Kala. The two sugars that everyone always cross-references is Purim and Simchas Chasam V'Kala. So let's say you want to go put on you dance in front of Chasam V'Kala wearing Levishas Klayim Derabon. Would that also be mutter? I had a hard time finding too many marmakemas on this topic. It would sound like, yeah. So the problem with today is that most people don't know what's Levishas Klayim Derais and what's Levishas Klayim Derabon. But this Ramah sounds like we talk a paskin based on this whole sugya that you're not nechavin Levisha nor Lesimcha. That's marmash heter on Purim. To me, it's a very tzarechin.
We're talking about the whole thing about whether it's possibly a suffix or not. Nobody seemed to bring up that it's we don't know if it's a derisa, is it a suffix, whether it's climb the rabbanim or
something. Yeah, that's part of the mix. Right. No one threw that in. No, their only argument is maybe it's just b'chal not shatnez at all. So, Mr. Shem, I think Lamai said there's a lot to be Samechan. The less information you know, the better off you are. And I think you could try it on. And then probably best to take it off as soon as possible. Once you measured it, you should try to take it off as soon as possible.
You should be checking before you measure.
That would be perfect, but it's just not practical. Next week, I want to talk a little bit about just general, what articles of clothing should we be thinking about need to be checked as a derech klal, and then we'll wrap up the sugya of shanis, and that'll be that.
We basically answered for the issue of the
pain. Yeah, the answer is it's mutter. It's mutter.